You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Images that we're seeing from Del Rio should disturb all of America, whether you're on the right, whether you're in the middle, whether you're on the left. We deserve better from our leadership at Homeland and certainly in this administration. This kind of chaos is not good for anybody. It's not good for our cities and towns in the homeland. It's not good for that border community. And think about the agents who have to deal with that crush of humanity each and every day and then go back home to their own families. This is all under the time of a pandemic. We're just one incident away to making that camp a disaster for anybody that's involved.
Not only for that camp, but our nation. This is September 20th, 2021. Those are the words of former acting ICE director Ron Vitello. You saw the images. The flyover of all the thousands crowded up under that bridge at Del Rio, Texas. There's estimated now 15,000 jammed into that area, and more are coming. Well, Biden administration decided to start flying some back to Haiti because most of them are from Haiti. So they're putting them on buses, putting them on planes, and we're told then they're going back to Haiti. I hope that's true. They're not moving them somewhere else in the country. But here's the other point. The vaccination rate in Haiti is less than 5%, maybe as low as 1%. So what do you think the odds are that most of those coming to our southern border from Haiti at this time, and they're going through Mexico, mixing, passing with other people, are probably COVID positive and spreading COVID. And you are under a mandate. You cannot do this. You will do that. Otherwise, we will come after you. You will lose your job. You are going to be doing exactly what we say. Unless you're an immigrant trying to sneak across our border. Or if you're a Hollywood elite. Oh, yeah. If you're a Hollywood elite, you can go to parties, no mask. No protection, no cover, and you can claim, you don't have to show a doc necessarily, that you've had a vaccination. Well, here's the piece of news that I don't know if it's going to amount to anything or not, but the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, landed in Texas near that facility you just saw, all those crowded under that underpass in Del Rio, Texas, about 30 minutes or so ago. And he's supposedly going to take a tour and try to see the way they say it here. He said just yesterday, we certainly are experiencing a challenging situation. These people will not use the C word, which stands for crisis. They'll call it challenging. What's another good word? Oh, I can't use chaos. Can't use that one. Comedy, that would be appropriate. Anyway, now he's going and looking at the situation firsthand, which brings to mind, where is VP Harris? She was given this duty, this job. J-O-B, she doesn't want. And ironically, that question actually got asked on an MSNBC program. Now, the answer from the reporter did everything it could to kind of smooth it over and make it look like, oh, she's actively involved. Parts of it she has no control over, as in washing her hands and walking away. But we're going to get into that as well. And also, we're going to find out that some of the tide is certainly turning against President Biden. We've been watching it, and now it's going to be a tsunami. Most presidents, when they come in, have a honeymoon. Trump never got a chance to have that. They went after him from day one. Biden, they've given him all kinds of good grace and praise and asking what kind of ice cream cone he likes and taking out all his flubs. Now it's beginning to turn. Chuck Todd, NBC, Meet the Press, made that point. We'll hear from him. Also, are you confused over the COVID shots, a booster? Do you need one or not? Did the FDA say no to it and then turn around Friday and say yes? What's going on? And then again, is this a way to protect you or to control you? The way this thing is going right now, there's no wonder people are angry and upset. And it's a shame because COVID is real. It's dangerous. But that's your decision as to what you do. It's your body. Right. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I started out with $1 gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. I'm gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Ways.
Well, look, I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite. Afghanistan withdrawal wasn't going to be messy. This wasn't going to look like Saigon. The booster shots, he came out and he essentially said that 8 months and even indicated maybe we should start it as soon as 5 months. Now we're not sure if anybody under 65 is going to get a booster shot. So, you know, he's had, and of course the border has been, you know, whether this is, we can talk about the border problems. You could say there's years in the making, but it's pretty clear we have a bigger problem now than we've had in years.
So there you have the words direct from NBC host Chuck Todd as he was doing an interview on another NBC program hosted by Willie Geist. And Todd was asked about the issues with Biden and all the failings he's been having. In fact, Guy said, look, we've had the failed Kabul drone strike. That's right. They have admitted now. The Pentagon has admitted. We'll get into it in more detail later. That was a mistake. The target was not an ISIS terrorist and possible explosives. It was a man and his family. The items that they thought might be explosives in the trunk were bottles of water. And, of course, we also have had a failing because France decided to recall its U.S. ambassador after we did a deal on a submarine not involving France. And then the FDA rejecting booster shots for those under age 65. See, there's part of the confusion, by the way. The other day, as I reported to you, the FDA said no to boosters for those who already had vaccinations. Only two voting for it. Well, later in the day, after we're off the air, they apparently take another vote, and this time they make a little change. Take off the ages, be precise about ages, and make it at 65 or older. So then the majority passed it. I run into somebody, and they say, didn't you say that the FDA said no to the boosters? I said, that's right. You know me, I'm competent. I know my stuff. Yeah, they said no. He said, you're wrong. What? You're wrong. No, I'm not. He said, yes, sir. I got to looking, and this listener was right. I was wrong. Not wrong at the time I reported it, but wrong at the time I was defending it, because they changed their mind again. Are you confused? There's no reason why you couldn't be confused. Oh, and by the way, I don't really do local stuff, but local material, I leave that to other stations, but obviously, St. Louis County is among those across the nation where they keep trying to force people to wear a mask, and the state government is fighting against it. A judge just decided again not to let the St. Louis County exec decide you have to wear a mask. It's not going to be a mandate, but the appeals and so forth will continue. So we've got the issue of how Biden has handled the Afghan withdrawal, the mistake about the drone strike, the full confusion about booster shots, and he's scheduled to speak to the UN tomorrow. You think he's got some problems? Of course he does. And there's more surveys that show, according to one, he's got a pretty big credibility crisis. And that would be Chuck Todd admitting, yeah, he's got a tough credibility problem. We're going to get into that in more detail. But there are a lot of different ones who've come out and said similar things. Later on Meet the Press, Chuck Todd himself, along with Reuters White House correspondent Jeff Mason, admitting Biden's got a, quote, tough time. And everything got worse for him last Friday. And then the Punch Bowl News founder, more of a liberal outlet, saying the administration did not have the right messaging or policing to address the many crises on their plate. Another NBC host and a CNN reporter also admitting last week was tough for Biden. Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace pointed out, quote, President Biden was already in trouble with the American people over his handling of the situation in Afghanistan before the recent issues arose. The Associated Press reporter, Julie Pace, noted how Biden handled the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, noting it angered many Americans. No kidding. And then also added it left open the potential for Al-Qaeda and others to move in. There are some, such as AP reporter Jonathan Lemire, who said, you know, some of these difficulties he's got in front of him, they're uncontrollable events. Uncontrollable? Everything I just named, he's got a hand in. Well, let's put it this way. He's chief executive. He's commander of our troops. His hand is in it, whether or not his mind is in it. And therein lies an issue. Another issue. And this is the kind of thing I don't relish. I know people who have gone through dementia. It's a terrible thing to watch them go through it. And for their spouses and their other loved ones. But a Fox News poll released yesterday asked this question. Do you think Joe Biden has the mental soundness to serve effectively as president or not? 49% said, yes, we think he does have the ability. 48% said no. That's obviously, you can do the ciphering, very close, right? Now you compare that to going back between September 7 and 10 weeks ago. 49% said yes, 45% said no. So more beginning to think he is not capable. Secretary of State Blinken had been asked about, are you guys trying to sentence the president? You censor him by cutting off his mic as he says, okay, I'll take questions, and then the mic goes dead. Or he says, I've got a note here that says I should leave now. I mean, they're asking, is he a puppet? Who's controlling? Who's pulling the strings? And then what did he do this last weekend with all this chaos, crisis, whatever word you want to choose for the Del Rio border situation with 12,000 to 15,000, mostly Haitians, under that bridge? And, I mean, what they're living in is worse filth than they probably left, because the area is filled with urine and feces, and babies are running through it. Kids are going, I mean, there's nothing healthy about that situation for them, much less Border Patrol agents trying to oversee it, and not even mentioning COVID or any other diseases they could be carrying. And we've even gotten into the security issue with mixed in there are also some jihadists. But Blinken insists, Secretary of State Blinken says, no, President Biden is fully, fully capable. But what did he do then yesterday or over the weekend with all this mess in the border? He went on vacation again. Pictures of him boarding a plane, going to Rehoboth Beach, I believe, someplace like that. Never been there, but supposedly it's very, very nice, at least the part he's in, very, very exclusive. While more Haitians are arriving, walking across the Rio Grande to our side of the border. And Chuck Todd's acknowledging all these issues in this country that are bothering the president. And other Americans are picking up on it. Even if you're a Democrat, you begin to look at your wallet, how far your money goes. And a lot of California travelers, we're traveling through a small coastal city in Northern California, and they were being questioned about, what do you think about the gas prices? There's only one gas station in Mendocino. Only one. They are charging now the highest gas rate in the nation at the time of the interview. The average price for gasoline in California is $4.39, a dollar more than this time last year, $4.39. And it's going to get worse because the volume is low. The only gas station in Mendocino is now charging $6.74 a gallon. And, of course, as I said, tomorrow we have Biden speaking to the UN. Chuck Todd says this is a very important speech for him.
The UN speech, look, he's got some credibility issues on the world stage, make sure that people still view America as not just a stable democracy, but a competent leader of the free world right now. So, look, it's got a lot of work to do. I think the next month's going to probably still be tough for him politically because he's got to get this big bill through Congress. If he can get that thing passed, Willie, I think he can start to, take a few breaths here a little bit. But he's got a lot on the line here this month, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Again, that's Chuck Todd, NBC, talking to a fellow NBC employee on his program, Willie Guy, saying he's got a lot of problems, a lot of things on his plate for sure. Yep. And while that was underway, I wanted to double check that there was Biden. He can ride a bicycle and talk or wave at the same time. He's surrounded by Secret Service agents. They're all going along with him. He's out on a bicycle ride. That's good. I mean, I don't wish that on anyone. But Liz Peek wrote a piece for Fox News, an opinion piece. And, of course, it's an opinion piece, so we will make sure you understand it's an opinion piece. She is a Fox News contributor, former partner of a Wall Street firm, also writes for The Hill and others. She wrote, and her words are, in fact, the headline is, Biden and Blinken failing. Weak, feckless leadership creating a series of disasters hurting us or the U.S. And while you heard the explanation given by that Associated Press reporter that, well, you know, these are things, some things are just, they're just kind of unfortunate that he got them. It's not his making. Liz Peek says these catastrophes are not acts of God. They are horrors resulting from foolish policies badly enacted. And she points out what we were saying a moment ago. The Biden White House is in a free fall at this point. Approval ratings continue to slide and likely to get worse, where we see Americans beginning to look closer at the disasters of the recent days and put the blame where it belongs, on Biden. And again, I don't care what your political stripe is. If it's okay with you to go ahead and maybe pay $4, $5, maybe $6 a gallon of gas and say it's not Biden, it's not the push to go green deal, it's not the push to raise more taxes, not the push to hurt us in any other way, not to allow illegals in, that's not helping or hurting us. If you're just willing to accept that, you're going to get it. You're going to get exactly what you deserve. You might as well go to California, be there to vote for Gavin Newsom again. But what he's doing also is very serious. And in fact, Senator Ted Cruz says his lack of leadership is going to embolden China, reference Taiwan. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Here's some good news. First Crypto World is now open in St. Charles, the first brick-and-mortar store where you can learn about cryptocurrencies and buy crypto merchandise. First Crypto World also has 3D printing services. In fact, I'm getting some promotional items printed. 3D. Get full details at firstcryptoworld.com. firstcryptoworld.com.
Let the midnight special.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Xi in China is watching how America behaves, and they're taking the measure of the man in the Oval Office. And unfortunately, I believe the chances of a Chinese amphibious assault on Taiwan have increased tenfold in the last month, because as Xi has looked at Biden, I fear that Xi has made the determination that Biden is too weak and too unable to do anything, that this is now a ripe opportunity for China to move militarily on Taiwan. If that happens, it would be utterly disastrous.
That it would be. Those are the words of Senator Ted Cruz. And he's saying this situation in Afghanistan, the way we pulled out of it, the way we handled it, I say we because it's our nation. You and I know we're not all responsible for it. We know who's responsible for it. You're not going to get any admission of a mistake at the top. There will be some lesser grades below that that may end up taking some hits. But the way it went down, as Senator Cruz said, just made us look extremely weak, because all of the world leaders are watching how Biden is doing things. They watched everything from the beginning. And Taiwan is a key point. Now, Taiwan, officially the Republic of China, it does have some maritime borders with the People's Republic of China, the mainland China. Got Japan to the northeast, Philippines in the south. It's a very crucial point, and the waters in between Taiwan and China. And if Senator Cruz believes that the way Biden has acted could be putting us on the edge of at least an amphibious assault, that has to be extremely scary. Taiwan is reporting a couple of weeks ago that almost 20 Chinese warplanes entered their air defense zones. And there are reports that China and other sources also stepping up, saying that China is ready to start taking advantage of this confusion, distracted, maybe even unconscious Biden administration. The South China Morning Post, one of the writers saying, China is ready to step up pressure on Taiwan and U.S. That's exactly the point that Senator Cruz is saying. And then, of course, if China makes that move, if they go forward and they decide they're going to show their strength and how strong they are and going after Taiwan with an amphibious invasion, if that happens, what are we going to do? Now, I like to think that some of the military leadership, even if Biden isn't thinking about it, I like to think there are folks at the Pentagon that are doing their job, and they are clearly trying to decide, what will we do? What options do we need to put in front of them? Because I don't know. General Austin might be out trying to rewrite some critical race issues. I don't know. But Senator Cruz says this is essential for the U.S. and the world.
Weakness invites aggression. The way you protect Taiwan, and I think we should absolutely protect Taiwan, is you protect it through strength. You didn't see China moving on Taiwan when President Trump was in the White House because they knew they had a president who would stand up to them. When you have a president who rolls over for everything, it only invites the bad guys to do worse and worse things.
You and I know that that's common sense. If you don't smack the bully down, they're going to come back and come back and come back again. So I don't know what General Austin is doing. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, probably counting the money he's going to get from the book he's writing. I want you to hear more from Cruz and the Biden administration when we continue.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There's no doubt that President Biden's capacity is severely diminished, and his White House handlers amplify that impression when they keep him locked up in a basement all day long. Whether it is Biden himself or the political operatives around him, every decision about Afghanistan and sadly about just about every foreign policy and domestic policy issue that's come before this White House has been decided as a matter of pure politics.
That is a key point. The words again of Senator Ted Cruz, saying everything that's been decided by this White House is not based upon national security. It's solely based upon politics. And he raised that question again about, are they actually cutting off Biden's mic whenever they say, that's enough, we don't let him say anything else? Somebody has to be calling the shot on that. Somebody has to. And, of course, if it were being done inappropriately and the wrong time and someone shouldn't have been doing it, they'll be hell to pay. Somebody in the administration will be getting on them, and that person's out of a job. But whoever has been given the censorship mic is allowed to use it and use it effectively. And all of it undermines how much Biden is actually in charge. Don't even ask about Kamala. You can't even find the woman lately. Oh, unless you're writing a very nice, flattering piece on her. And I happen to have here in front of me one of the most recent copies, the most recent copy of Women's Health magazine. Now, I have daughters, and of course I had a mother, and I have a brother who has a wife, and I have sisters. I don't care about women's health. I'm not knocking the magazine. But wait till I tell you, and I'll do it in the next segment, how they portray VP Harris. There's nothing in there that says someone who knows what the hell's going on and dealing with the border as she was given those instructions. I mentioned earlier that Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas finally went to the border. He's rushed down there. He's going to be holding a news conference here shortly. We'll probably get into it in the second hour. I'm waiting to see some more copy come across. And that's just another failing of this Biden administration. But the Afghan situation and the way we pulled out, the way we turned our back on the very people that helped us while we were there, that's the kind of thing that's going to hurt us. And not just the way we pulled out, but the fact that we don't have any intel available there. Now, I want to stress to you again, I have been in favor of us getting boots off the ground in Afghanistan, at least where they might be exposed. Now, Bagram Airfield, we could have made a case and said, we're just going to leave, take everything out, but we're going to hold the airfield. It's 30 miles outside Kabul, and we're going to watch over it. It's going to set a perimeter. We're going to keep our equipment. It burns the hell out of me every time I see these Taliban and ISIS later and Al-Qaeda also right now riding around waving their flags on U.S.-built Hummers or vehicles, armored protection carriers, instead of the little trucks that they would drive around for forever, or everybody piling in the back. And it's not just the way we withdrew, it's that some of these decisions apparently are being made without enough intel. And the reason that happens is because when they talk about over-the-horizon intel, what they're trying to tell you is that even though we're not there, we got a good idea what's going on. We can watch, you know, from satellite, things of that nature. I understand that. And that's why we have to do it when it comes to North Korea and Iran and China and large. But sometimes that leads to mistakes. In fact, Congressman Waltz pointed out sending drones thousands of miles away without proper intel probably isn't good enough. And that's why we had this disaster that happened that now the Pentagon has admitted. Originally, we were told by the Pentagon on August the 29th that we took out a target. This is after the previous explosion outside the airport, which killed 13 Americans, 12 Marines, one Navy corpsman, and dozens of citizens, non-American, were told. So we supposedly had seen that this white sedan driving through the streets headed toward the airport seemed to be loaded with tanks of fuel and things of this nature. So we authorized go. And a drone was launched. Turned out the car was not a threat at all, nor those inside. And the commander, U.S. Central Command, did tell reporters late Friday, I offer my profound condolences to the family and friends of those killed. It was a man and his family, five or six kids, all killed in an instant. Well, former Secretary of State Pompeo said the reason it happened like that is probably because the military is under so much pressure, political pressure right now, they have to show they're doing something, especially after the attack that killed our Marines and Navy corpsmen.
It looks like they were in a rush, they were in a hurry. You could see the political pressure. And if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military. And I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said, we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans. And we had a strike that clearly failed, failed to deliver, to protect America, and killed civilians. This is just another piece of an evacuation that was driven by politics and not putting America first and America's national security.
And we still have no idea how many Americans are in Afghanistan. Some would say stranded in Afghanistan. I'd say they're held hostage. If they can't leave Afghanistan, they're a hostage. Whether or not they're directly in the hands, physically in the hands of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or any of the other terrorist groups, they're a hostage at this point. At some point, they may surface in some video with threats to chop their heads off if they don't get something else they want. Senator Cruz says it's very clear this nation, Americans in general, wherever you go in the world going forward, you're going to pay for the way the Biden administration has mishandled Afghanistan.
When it comes to Afghanistan, Joe Biden and his administration have presided over the worst foreign policy catastrophe in a generation. They put politics in front of everything else. They abandoned Americans behind enemy lines, and it was a disaster. We were routed there because Joe Biden surrendered. He surrendered the Bagram airfield to the Taliban. He fled and left hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans in harm's way, and we are going to be paying the price. Our nation is going to pay the price for the president's weakness and incompetence for years to come.
Years to come. Well, of course, some have already paid the price. Our Marines and the Navy corpsmen killed by that explosion or the sniper fire that followed it at Kabul Air Force Base, because we did not maintain Bagram Airfield. We decided to give that up, leaving all of our equipment, munitions, everything else there, either for the Taliban or just left it. And then we decided, well, we'll hold the international airport in the center of Kabul, which means we could not really set up an effective perimeter. But some have already paid the price in addition to them, and that is Americans that are still inside Afghanistan. And the special visa permits we would give to those who said who had helped us through the 20 years. And then also what happened with that drone strike. General Milley and the others said it was a credible, imminent threat to Karzai International Airport where we're trying to evacuate. General Milley said the strike was righteous. Well, on Friday, General Milley sent out an acknowledgement. He spoke too soon. He says, horrible tragedy of war, heart-wrenching. And it is. In the fog of war, accidents happen. But in this case, it's faulty intel that got exposed only because it took place right in front of reporters who could document it. All right, when we continue, everybody's just so happy with this next article. Stand by. If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, get ready to get sick, some of you. I'm warning you, and I don't think there's a shot or vaccination that's going to prevent this from happening. I mean, it's going to be all in your head. I mean, it's going to be you and your reaction. If you are driving, it might be a good idea to pull over and park the car because you might need to get out. You might just absolutely feel the need to just lose it all right on the side of the roadway. I'm talking about a piece, not just a nice article, but I mean an over-the-top, glowing, gagging article written and appearing in Women's Health magazine. The most recent cover, you probably walked right past it, didn't even notice it, did you? Maybe some of you did. And again, Women's Health magazine has some solid material on there, and I care about my daughter's health and sister's health. I had a mother and wife. All of us, we have women in our lives. We care about their health. You should. But when they use something called women's health and it becomes VP Harris and first husband glorified, then it always, well, let me put it this way. One of the, who am I going to give, I don't know if I can give the credit to this because it's not very clear to me. One of them is identified as saying, Doug, of course, is the first husband. You know that, don't you, I assume? The VP's husband. The headline itself reads, what Kamala Harris, doesn't even call her VP Harris, which is kind of surprising. But anyway, what Kamala Harris and Douglas Emhoff's body language reveals about their relationship. There you go. And then it refers to the couple as Douglas and Kamala. So it's Douglas's son, Cole, Kamala's stepson, who was grown when they met. And he said, Dad and my stepmom, that couple, they're still in the honeymoon stage 8 years after the meeting. And he said to the New York Times at one point, Doug and Kamala together are almost like, his words, almost like vomit-inducing cute. That doesn't sound very enticing to me. And he says, I'm like, when is this going to wear off? Well, the magazine answered in part, saying if you ask our body language expert, that lovey-dovey stuff will not be wearing off anytime soon. They apparently were smitten since they went on a blind date in 2013. And he was so into her after their first encounter that he emailed her availability for the next several months. Hey, let's do it again. Here's my open calendar. Fill in a date and we'll be there. Well, at some point, she then, the Attorney General of California, penciled him in. They ended up getting married. And she says, you know, my husband and I look at each other and I say, you know, you're the second gentleman of the U.S. He says, you're the vice president of the United States. We both kind of smile and get back to work. Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? Yeah. Okay. I'm all about love. That's fine. I mean, and there's a picture where her hand is on his chest, which of course, and it sure did, I assume. I haven't seen the picture. And there's even a red circle around it showing how this is a sign of love. And then look at how the New York Times treats First Lady Jill Biden and ophthalmologist Senator Rand Paul, Republican in Kentucky. Paul is a medically licensed ophthalmologist. Jill Biden has a doctorate of education degree, not a medical degree. Now, I'm not going to quibble over that. I have a commander's degree. I seldom pull out. Well, I've been told I have it anyway. But the New York Times will refer to Jill Biden, the first lady, as Dr. Biden all the time. But they never refer to Senator Paul as being a doctor. They'll use the title senator, but they did an article entitled YouTube Suspends Rand Paul for a Week Over a Video Disputing the Effectiveness of COVID Mask. And again, didn't call him at that time even a senator. Certainly didn't call him a doctor. And he has a right to question it because he is truly a doctor. Is he a PhD in, I don't know, any particular field? He's ophthalmology. She is an educational doctor. I'm not taking anything away from her, but it's just the difference of the hypocrisy that exists. Next hour. Do not miss the next hour. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.